Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. GQ, The Nation, The Washington Post, The New Yorker, Esquire, just a few of the publications that published drawings by the celebrated political illustrator and satirist Steve Brodner. Brodner will be in Baltimore tomorrow night to deliver a lecture at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and he joins us by phone from his studio. Steve Brodner, welcome to On the Record.
Sheila, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You have covered a lot of political campaigns over the last four decades. Is this one particularly fun to skewer?
No, it's not at all. It's as much of a drag for the caricaturists, I think, as it is for everybody else. It so happens I've just gotten a lot of work these last couple of years, and it serves now as a kind of a diary of how I have been responding to the campaign. It's gone on for a really long time. I believe my first illustrations about this campaign are from about 2 years ago. The first year's worth of drawings by me had no orange-colored figures in them. They were the usual cast of characters. We've never seen anything like this, and it is outstripping all parody. It is just going beyond our powers to exaggerate.
Let me take you back then to the point in the primaries, the Republican primaries, when you started to draw the man who now has the nomination, Donald Trump. I'm not saying you never drew him before, but when you began to draw him as potential candidate, tell us how you approach that. What do you look for when you sit down to draw someone for the first time or the first time in a particular role?
Yeah. You know, drawing is seeing. And if you're going to draw anything, you must really look at that thing. If you're drawing a flower or a chair or a landscape. But I think no matter what you draw, a certain amount of what comes down on the paper is from you. It's not just only drawing the thing. It's the thing plus you. Because you're making decisions about what to include and what to exclude. You're going to pick out from that scene or that moment those few telling aspects that will enable you to tell the story. So for me, caricature is all about a feeling that combines your knowledge of a thing, of a person, your opinion of that person, and then the observation that you get from the face. So it's an infused portrait. It's like a chocolate eclair, you know? There's something inside. So in Donald Trump's case, you know, I've been drawing him since the 80s. And people who live in New York know what kind of a scam artist he is. But all these things go into the face. So when you are looking at that face, it is a portrait that contains within it information about this character and about his history, that you're using the features of the face to emphasize, underline, highlight, illuminate.
That's political illustrator and satirist Steve Brodner here on The Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Brodner is coming to Baltimore this week to teach and lecture at MICA. Let me switch to the other side of the aisle. You had a project on Politico last year chronicling what you call your 22-year affair with Hillary Rodham Clinton, presumably a reference to how long you have been drawing her. How would you say your depiction of her has changed over the years?
Well, it's changed a lot. She's much more difficult to draw than Donald Trump.
Why is that?
Because she changes from day to day. Hairstyle is different. Her clothing ideas are different. Quite often her political opinions are different. She's kind of a chameleon person who is very hard to pin down.
What does that mean in terms of your drawing her?
Well, it means that sometimes I see her as confused in my drawings. Sometimes I see her as angry, reacting. I think reaction is a really good word here. I think she's in a state of reaction.
How do you show us that?
There is a feeling of wide-eyed astonishment that you put on Hillary. She's not, in the campaign anyway, very proactive, although the platform would suggest that she would be. So the way I would show Hillary and the way I have is to have this kind of person with round features, eyes that are very round, slightly lidded eyes to show some exhaustion, some age. But, you know, that's not entirely accurate. She's very energetic, but I think she's overwhelmed and shaped by events much more than Donald Trump is.
What is your biggest challenge in taking us inside Donald Trump as an illustrator?
The biggest challenge is that he is playing a character. He plays this character every day, wherever he is. Sometimes the character is a little bit more soft-spoken, and sometimes it flames out into a hysterical meltdown. But he's always playing the same scowling, miserable, dyspeptic old man. And, you know, how many times can you draw that thing? But in terms of drawing his face, look, there are a lot of people who are ugly in the world. Some of them are marvelous people. Ugly is not skin deep. Ugly is to the bone. So the ugliness of Trump is only used as a way of giving us a key into how he is under the surface. There's something grotesque about Trump. This gives you a lot to play with. Too much size. He's got too much of everything. And he wants more. So there's a greediness in him. His features are very tiny inside his face. Eyes, nose, tiny mouth that's actually kind of vertical on his face a lot of the time. Hands very small. Hair is very big. And the face, the jowls, the shape of the face. The face really does help you tell that story. So these are the things that caricaturists look for, and we get lucky sometimes.
What are you planning to talk about in your lecture at MICA tomorrow night?
I'm going to talk about the political season. I'm going to talk about my trajectory on my career, how I started as a caricaturist and political illustrator, what illustration is like, and then really go through the whole campaign and illustrate what we were drawing 2 years ago and how we thought the campaign was going to go. Every time you begin something, you start with some expectations, and then how these expectations were completely dashed.
It sounds like an interesting evening. Thank you for talking to us.
It was my pleasure, Hugh.
Political illustrator Steve Brodner. He'll be speaking tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at MICA, the Maryland Institute College of Art. We have details on the record page at wypr.org. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow.